Episode 1. Kell stared at the sketches he had drawn of a wooden horse that were sprawled all over the table, half hidden under pieces of oak and carving tools. He smoothed out the new crinkles forming in the corners of the parchments and set down the pages of the parts of the horse he had already started to carve. A deep sigh escaped his lips as he made another correction on the design, taking care not to smudge it with his hand in his haste. Running a rough hand through his brown hair, ruffling it further, he looked at the setting sun showing through the open window. Deep thoughts reflected in his hazel eyes, young eyes worn by untold knowledge. He abandoned his stool and moved to light another candle. The lit candle resting in one of the corners of the single room could no longer provide enough light as the night went about its daily regimen. Shadows danced in the newly lit corner and caused the particular item to shine even brighter. A sword resting in a sheath hung near the door, and he moved towards it, forgotten memories of battles and dangerous adventures filling his mind. Kell gripped the hilt tightly with one hand, his other hand moving to the sheath, the urge to unsheath it one more time surging through his body. He could feel the faded trace of the oracle's magic welded into the metal. The squeal of a baby from behind him brought his attention back to the area where his work table stood, and he turned around, a gentle smile on his face. His wife Sindel had fallen asleep in the rocking chair he had built for her last winter, the baby boy still carefully tucked in the carrying pouch strapped to her breast. Kell shoved the sword into a chest near the door and moved towards his son, his hand automatically reaching for the top part of the horse he had been carving. "That's right, it's for you. Do you like it?" He held the half-finished horse up for the baby to see, small blue eyes lighting up as the baby squealed again, kicking his tiny feet against the sturdy fabric holding him in place. Kell chuckled softly and caught himself before the curiosity of his son had him laughing loud enough to fill their home. He did not want to wake his wife, and yet found his excitement hard to mask. "I see your mother forgot you were tied to her again," he whispered to his son. The baby's eyes, never leaving his father's hand, contained the horse. "Let me get you out of there." A knock made Kell pause, and his gaze moved to the door again. Another knock, more persistent and louder, filled the quiet cabin, bringing the small moment of glee to an end. Before Kell could reach the door, strips of golden light danced around the latch. The latch released, and it swung open. A small creak of the hinges, and a half-cloaked figure stood in the doorway, face shadowed by the brown hood and the ever-growing night. "Hello, Kell," a young woman's voice greeted, giving away who the visitor was, though the magic used to unlock his door had left him with only 4 other possibilities. The woman removed her hood to shake her crimson hair loose. It fell with ease upon her slender shoulders in layers of smooth waves. "Are you not going to greet your queen?" Her green eyes lit in amusement as she scanned the room, taking in every detail, before skimming over him and stopping at the rocking chair. "I wasn't expecting any company tonight," Kell replied, still standing in the middle of the single room. "And I surely wasn't expecting you, Torin." The woman stepped further inside, shutting the door behind her before turning back around to face Kell. "Now there is something I never expected the man I have come to trust with my life to say," Torin stated, searching under her cloak for the items she had come to deliver. "You used to welcome my presence. In fact, you used to seek it out, if I recall correctly. It really has been so long. You should stop by the castle sometime." "Why are you here, Torin? Is it customary for the queen to make personal visits at this hour?" Kell replied, putting an end to any further invitations. He had to fight back the urge to usher her out and slam the door in her royal face. "Kell, you know why I'm here." Her soft, calm features gave way to reflect a hint of sadness and longing, setting the uneasy feeling in Kell's stomach to an unbearable level. "And I am not here as the queen, but as an oracle." "Don't," Kell cut her off, his voice almost unrecognizable to his own ears. "Don't dare think you can come to my home and claim to have some silly prophecy about my son and expect me to accept it. You might have been able to fool me once with all that duty and destiny talk, but not anymore. Royals cause nothing but death and pain." He took a step towards her, his last word almost falling from his shaken lips in a deadly whisper.